This article has been converted to audio using AI. Some words or names may be pronounced differently than intended. For the most accurate experience, we recommend referring to the written version. Smart investing on the move, from young investors to a global strategy. Dutch households are saving on an unprecedented scale. In the first half of 2025, more than €626 billion was held in savings and checking accounts. At the same time, household investments in securities, according to figures from De Nederlandse Bank, DNB, remained around €185 to €190 billion, end of 2024 / start of 2025. This excludes pension assets and home equity, and therefore represents only a fraction of total household wealth. In an environment of low interest rates and persistently high inflation, the question arises with increasing frequency. Are we being too cautious? Young investors are stepping in. Older generations remain on the sidelines. According to Rabobank, 35% of those aged 25 to 34 now invest, compared with just 20% among those aged 55 to 64. We see that investing is particularly popular among younger generations. The share of investors is highest in the 25 to 34 age group, notes Rabo Research, September 2025. The composition of their portfolios also reflects a distinct approach. On average, 52% is held in cash, 41% in traditional investments such as funds and ETFs, and 7% in cryptocurrencies. Among those who invest in crypto, the share rises to 25%. Younger investors display a higher tolerance for risk and a greater willingness to explore emerging asset classes. Media messages spur action. Investing is also receiving growing attention beyond the financial sector. The public conversation has become more direct and action-oriented. NPO Radio 1 notes, "Your money is just sitting there, losing value, but it could be growing." BNR adds, "Saving guarantees a loss. Investing pays off." Investment platforms and financial influencers amplify this narrative. Despite total savings exceeding €600 billion, an increasing number of Dutch people, particularly younger generations, are turning to investing as an alternative to low savings rates and inflation, reports De Belegger, February 2025. The social consensus is clear. Inaction increasingly feels like falling behind. Investing, long accessible to the public, is now presented as the logical next step in building financial resilience. A generation seeking simplicity and trust. Platforms like SEMI, a digital asset manager, are responding by lowering barriers to entry. With intuitive onboarding, clear risk profiles, and automated portfolio rebalancing, they provide access to investing without requiring prior expertise. Their mission is clear. We make investing simple, understandable, and responsible for everyone. Not only specialized platforms like SEMI, but also banks such as ING and ABN AMRO, and insurers such as NN and Achmea are developing solutions that emphasize simplicity, transparency, and trust. ABN AMRO, for instance, offers a Belegger Sparkening investor savings account, which combines saving and investing under a single account number, allowing customers to maintain a buffer while aiming for returns. ABN AMRO, 2025. ING's Belegger's Barometer shows that investors are increasingly positive about their financial situation and more willing to accept higher levels of risk. ING Belegger's Barometer, July 2025, indicating growing confidence in invested assets. Movement at the top, consolidation of expertise. Significant changes are also taking place at the institutional level. On September 1, 2025, ING consolidated its global investment capabilities into a newly established global investment center led by Chris Van Schuppen, formerly ABN AMRO. The aim is to implement a consistent global investment strategy combined with local client insights, investment officer, September 11, 2025. This is more than an internal restructuring. It demonstrates how established institutions are adapting to shifting client behavior. ING explicitly states that the consolidation is designed to generate economies of scale while improving alignment with retail investor needs. ING now manages more than €250 billion in assets under management and brokerage, underlining the scale of the ongoing transformation in wealth management. investing as the natural next step. The trends revealed by the data, media narratives, and industry developments point to more than a passing phase. They signal a fundamental reorientation of how people approach wealth creation. Younger generations are entering the market. Platforms are democratizing access. Public discourse is normalizing investing, and financial institutions are restructuring to bring expertise closer to clients. Frank Schoenveldt, Managing Director, Akuro Savings and Investments, says, "The shift has begun. The challenge now is to keep pace. Wealth building is evolving. New generations are entering the market, and expectations are changing. We enable financial institutions to grow alongside this transformation with technology that simplifies insights, supports decision-making, and delivers scalable, tailored solutions."